Luke chapter 7. Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant who was dear to him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Yeshua, he sent to him the elders of the Jews, asking him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Yeshua, they sought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation, and he has built us a synagogue. Then Yeshua went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, "Lord, trouble not yourself, for I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof. Therefore neither thought I myself worthy to come to you, but say a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes, and to my servant, do this, and he does it." When Yeshua heard these things, he marvelled at him, and turned him about, and said to the people that followed him, "I say to you, I have not found such great faith, no, not in Israel." And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and many people. Now when he came near to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and many people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said to her, "Weep not." And he came and touched the bier, and they that bore him stood still. And he said, "O young man, I say to you, arise." And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us, and that God has visited his people. And this rumour of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling to him two of his disciples, sent them to Yeshua, saying, "Are you he that should come, or look we for another?" When the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, are you he that should come, or look we for another?" And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and to many that were blind he gave sight. Then Yeshua answering said to them, "Go your way and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he, whoever shall not be offended in me." And when the messengers of John had departed, he began to speak to the people concerning John. "What went you out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went you out for to see? A man clothed in soft garments? Behold, they which are gorgeously apparelled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went you out for to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, 'Behold, I send my messenger before your face, which shall prepare your way before you.' For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater prophet than John the Baptist, but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he." And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, "Whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation, and to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, and calling one to another, and saying, 'We have piped to you, and you have not danced, we have mourned to you, and you have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he has a devil. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Behold, a gluttonous man and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Yeshua sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, bought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisee which had invited him saw it, he spoke within himself, saying, This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touches him, for she is a sinner. And Yeshua answering said to him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to you. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors, the one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him most. Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said to him, You have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, See you this woman? I entered into your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil you did not anoint, but this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. Therefore I say unto you, her sins which are many are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, Your sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, Who is this that forgives sins also? And he said to the woman, Your faith has saved you, go in peace. Luke chapter 8. And it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. And certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities, Mary called Magdalene, out of whom went 7 devils, and Joanna the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered to him of their substance. And when many people were gathered together and had come to him out of every city, he spoke by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. And another fell on good ground and sprang up and bore fruit 100-fold. And when he had said these things, he cried, He that has ears to hear, let him hear. And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing they might not understand. Now the parable is this, the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear, then comes the devil and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fall away. And that which fell among thorns are they which, when they have heard, go forth, and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they, which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it, and bring forth fruit with patience. No man, when he has lit a candle, covers it with a vessel, or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hidden that shall not be known and come abroad. Take heed therefore how you hear, for whoever has to him shall be given, and whoever has not from him shall be taken, even that which he seems to have. Then came to him his mother and his brothers, and could not come at him for the crowd. And it was told to him by some which said, Your mother and your brothers stand outside, desiring to see you. And he answered and said to them, My mother and my brothers are these which hear the word of God and do it. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he went into a ship with his disciples, and he said to them, Let us go over to the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased. And there was a calm. And he said to them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him. And they arrived at the country of the Gadarenes, which is over against Galilee. And when he went forth to land there, met him out of the city a certain man which had devils a long time, and wore no clothes, neither stayed in any house, but in the tombs. When he saw Yeshua, he cried out, and fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, What have I to do with you, Yeshua, you Son of God Most High? I beg you, torment me not. For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For oftentimes it had caught him, and he was kept bound with chains and in fetters, and he broke the bands and was driven by the devil into the wilderness. And Yeshua asked him, saying, What is your name? And he said, Legion, because many devils had entered into him. And they sought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep. And there was there a herd of many swine feeding on the mountain, and they begged him that he would permit them to enter into them. And he permitted them. Then went the devils out of the man, and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the lake, and were drowned. When they that fed them saw what was done, they fled, and went, and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what was done, and came to Yeshua, and found the man out of whom the devils had departed, sitting at the feet of Yeshua, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. They also which saw it told them by what means he that was possessed of the devils was healed. Then the whole multitude of the country of the Gadarenes round about asked him to depart from them, for they were taken with great fear, and he went up into the ship and returned back again. Now the man out of whom the devils had departed sought him that he might be with him, but Yeshua sent him away, saying, Return to your own house, and show how great things God has done to you. And he went his way and published throughout the whole city how great things Yeshua had done to him. And it came to pass that, when Yeshua had returned, the people gladly received him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue, and he fell down at Yeshua's feet and begged him that he would come into his house. For he had only one daughter, about 12 years of age, and she lay a-dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman, having an issue of blood for 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed by any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stopped. And Yeshua said, Who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng you and press you, and say you, Who touched me? And Yeshua said, Someone has touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling and falling down before him. She declared to him before all the people for what cause she had touched him and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good comfort, your faith has made you whole, go in peace." While he yet spoke, there came one from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead, trouble not the master." But when Yeshua heard it, he answered him, saying, "Fear not, believe only, and she shall be made whole." And when he came into the house, he allowed no man to go in, except Peter, and James, and John, and the father and the mother of the maiden. And all wept and bewailed her, but he said, "Weep not, she is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed him to scorn, knowing that she was dead. And he put them all out, and took her by the hand, and called, saying, "Maid, arise." And her spirit came again, and she arose immediately, and he commanded them to give her food. And her parents were astonished, but he charged them that they should tell no man what was done. Luke chapter 9. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he said to them, "Take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor sack, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And whatever house you enter into, there stay, and therefrom depart. And whoever will not receive you, when you go out of that city, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them." And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead, and of some that Elijah had appeared, and of others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, "John have I beheaded, but who is this of whom I hear such things?" And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they had returned, told him all that they had done. And he took them and went aside privately into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them and spoke to them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. And when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said to him, "Send the multitude away that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get provisions, for we are here in a desert place." But he said to them, "Give you them to eat." And they said, "We have no more but 5 loaves and 2 fishes, unless we should go and buy meat for all this people." For they were about 5,000 men. And he said to his disciples, "Make them sit down by 50s in a company." And they did so and made them all sit down. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he blessed them and broke and gave to the disciples to set before the multitude. And they did eat and were all filled, and there were taken up of fragments that remained to them 12 baskets. And it came to pass, as he was alone praying, his disciples were with him, and he asked them, saying, "Whom say the people that I am?" They answering said, "John the Baptist, but some say Elijah, and others say that one of the old prophets is risen again." He said to them, "But whom say you that I am?" Peter answering said, "The Messiah of God." And he sharply charged them and commanded them to tell no man that thing, saying, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be slain and be raised the 3rd day. And he said to them all, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whoever will save his life shall lose it, but whoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gains the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? For whoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. But I tell you of a truth, there are some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his clothing was white and glistening. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in glory and spoke of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said to Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here, and let us make three tabernacles, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. While he thus spoke, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud, saying, This is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Yeshua was found alone, and they kept it close, and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. And it came to pass that on the next day, when they had come down from the hill, many people met him. And, behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech you, look upon my son, for he is my only child. And lo, a spirit takes him, and he suddenly cries out, and it tears him that he foams again, and bruising him hardly departs from him. And I asked your disciples to cast him out, and they could not. And Yeshua answering said, O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you and endure you? Bring your son here. And as he was yet coming, the devil threw him down and tore him. And Yeshua rebuked the unclean spirit, and healed the child, and delivered him again to his father. And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, every one, at all things which Yeshua did, he said to his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. But they understood not this saying, and it was hidden from them that they perceived it not, and they feared to ask him of that saying. Then there arose a reasoning among them, which of them should be greatest. And Yeshua, perceiving the thought of their hearts, took a child and set him by him, and said to them, Whoever shall receive this child in my name receives me, and whoever shall receive me receives him that sent me, for he that is least among you all, the same shall be great. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and we forbade him, because he follows not with us. And Yeshua said to him, Forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass, when the time had come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, will you that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elijah did? But he turned and rebuked them and said, You know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man has not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said to him, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. And Yeshua said to him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. And he said to another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, permit me first to go and bury my father. Yeshua said to him, "Let the dead bury their dead, but go you and preach the kingdom of God." And another also said, "Lord, I will follow you, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house." And Yeshua said to him, "No man having put his hand to the plough and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God."